Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Personality NLP astrology case study for Amelia. Ascendant, Hasta in Virgo. Since Amelia has Hasta rising in Virgo as her ascendant, she likely moves through the world with a graceful blend of mental precision, practical intuition, and an innate desire to bring structure to life's moving parts. Hasta, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the open hand, is the nakshatra of skilled manifestation. It governs our ability to shape, heal, and organize through fine-tuned awareness. Virgo as a rising sign already lends analytical skill, attention to detail, and an orientation towards service. But with Hasta here, Amelia's core nature is shaped by the drive to refine what's scattered, to heal through order, and to anchor the invisible into the tangible. There's a deep competence in how she shows up, not just efficiency, but an inner elegance that values rhythm, accuracy, and attunement. People may experience her as capable, collected, and innately helpful, someone who can sense what needs doing and quietly make it better without drama. But behind the outer calm lies a perceptive and intuitive mind, one that picks up on tone, texture, and subtle dissonance. Hasta gives her a natural connection between mental clarity and emotional responsiveness. She notices patterns others miss, especially when they show up through energy or behavior. From an NLP perspective, this ascendant supports a blend of auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing, with a preference for specific chunking. Amelia likely makes sense of the world through internal systems that combine thought and sensory feedback. She's someone who processes experiences step by step, seeking to understand how each piece fits, and more importantly, feels before acting. She likely learns and operates best when given time to integrate, refine, and work through the emotional texture of logic itself. Her attention filter is strongly self-referencing. She evaluates information and people based on how they resonate internally. She may not be loud or confrontational, but she doesn't outsource her judgment either. She filters her choices through internal metrics of clarity, function, and integrity, asking, does this feel right? Does this make sense? Is this the cleanest path? If not, she won't move forward, or she'll pause until she can realign. Her motivation direction leans away from, not out of fear, but from a refined intolerance for messiness, misalignment, or emotional static. If something feels off, she quietly reorders it or disengages. At her best, this makes her an exceptional editor of life, someone who moves toward clarity by pruning what's false, redundant, or chaotic. Altogether, Amelia's Hasta ascendant gives her a psychological foundation rooted in careful discernment, subtle mastery, and deeply intelligent hands-on action. She doesn't need to announce her power. It's felt in the way she smooths dissonance, organizes complexity, and heals through rhythm. Whether she's helping others, refining a system, or tending to her own well-being, Amelia does it all with quiet brilliance, not to control, but to restore grace through structure. Third house, Moon in Vishaka and Ketu in Anuradha, Scorpio. In the third house, Amelia has the Moon in Vishaka, conjunct Ketu in Anuradha, both in Scorpio, a deeply introspective and karmically charged combination that shapes her communication style, learning process, and relationship with effort and expression. The third house governs speech, cognition, courage, skill building, and how we express ideas. And with both the Moon and Ketu here in intense, emotionally transformative Scorpio, Amelia's mind and voice are calibrated not for surface clarity, but for emotional truth and psychological precision. The Moon in Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by a triumphal arch, gives her an emotionally driven mental process. She learns and communicates not through facts alone, but through ideas that resonate deeply and are tied to meaning, conviction, or transformation. Vishaka is a nakshatra of purpose and striving. And in Scorpio, it becomes fiercely private, emotionally potent, and intent on understanding what lies beneath the obvious. Amelia's thoughts are likely distilled, her words deliberate. She may say little, but when she speaks, there's a punch, emotional, insightful, and often catalytic. Ketu Inanurata, meanwhile, intensifies the internalized nature of her thinking and self-expression. Anuradha, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the Lotus, is a nakshatra of loyalty, depth, and devotion, often bringing emotional refinement through pain or distance. With Ketu here, Amelia has karmic familiarity with emotional discipline and energetic containment. She may resist oversharing or find herself detaching from unstructured conversations. There's a quiet mastery here. She may process faster than she can articulate, often intuiting the core of an issue long before it's named. From an NLP perspective, this Moon Ketu conjunction reflects a dissociated and kinesthetic processing style with specific chunking. Amelia likely processes ideas through sensation and energetic tone. She senses what's true, what's distorted, and what carries unspoken emotional charge. In speech, she may be reserved or precise, avoiding chatter and filtering words through a high internal threshold of meaning and appropriateness. Her attention filter here is strongly self-referencing. She speaks and engages when it feels emotionally safe, intellectually coherent, or energetically clean. She's unlikely to entertain meaningless talk or scattered ideas, and her motivation direction is clearly away from noise, overexposure, or superficiality. Instead, she moves towards psychological depth, emotional accuracy, and communication that either heals, clarifies, or transforms. This configuration also suggests a potential aversion to traditional educational or conversational formats. She likely learns through private reflection, repetition, emotional anchoring, and nonlinear insight rather than formal logic. Others may find her mysterious, but what she offers is distilled, earned, and layered. Altogether, the Moon in Vishakha and Ketu in Anuradha in the third house give Amelia a mental and communicative style that is emotional, refined, and fiercely internal. Her NLP imprint here reveals someone who filters knowledge through emotional depth, learns through resonance, and speaks only when her words hold truth, clarity, and transformative weight. She's not here to talk for talking's sake. She's here to say what matters and leave the rest to silence. Fifth house, Venus in Shravana, Capricorn. In the fifth house, Amelia has Venus placed in Shravana in Capricorn, a graceful and emotionally composed placement that shapes her creativity, intellect, learning style, and how she expresses affection and inspiration. The fifth house governs creative intelligence, romance, personal expression, and the ability to shape beauty through one's voice, thoughts, or artistic forms. With Venus here in the moon-ruled nakshatra of Shravana, Amelia's love language is thoughtful, perceptive, and refined, rooted in emotional containment, clarity, and meaning. Shravana, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the ear, is the nakshatra of sacred listening, knowledge transmission, and devotional understanding. It's not about loud expression, but attuned reception. And Venus here in Capricorn suggests that Amelia's creative and romantic intelligence is shaped by loyalty, rhythm, and the emotional depth found in silence. She may express affection more through tone, presence, and attentiveness than dramatic gestures. Her creativity is subtle, structured, and often rooted in timeless themes. She brings order to emotional content and beauty to logic. From an NLP perspective, Venus in Shravana reflects a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing style, with a preference for specific chunking. Amelia likely processes emotion and creative ideas through felt resonance and inner language. She learns best when she can listen deeply, absorb emotional texture, and reorganize ideas into meaningful, elegant form. Whether in writing, music, aesthetics, or emotional reflection, she likely distills inspiration through a combination of discipline and inner timing. Her attention filter in this domain is self-referencing, especially when it comes to expressing affection or choosing how and when to create. She doesn't perform for applause. She creates when it feels clean, true, and emotionally aligned. Her motivation direction is away from loud, overstimulating, or emotionally chaotic creative environments, and towards spaces of intentional beauty, emotional clarity, and intellectual intimacy. Venus in Shravana can also give her a mentoring quality. She may naturally transmit wisdom through storytelling, music, or even quiet presence. Her creative voice may carry an old soul tone, not trendy or performative, but anchored, wise, and quietly magnetic. In romance or creative partnerships, she seeks grounded resonance and emotional reliability. Love that's shown in consistency, not chaos. Altogether, Venus and Sravana in the fifth house gives Amelia a refined, emotionally structured, and rhythmically intelligent creative essence. Her NLP imprint here reflects someone who processes love and expression through sound, presence, and intention, who speaks not to impress, but to transmit meaning, and who creates not to be seen, but to offer beauty that endures in quiet, resonant ways. Sixth house, Sun and Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada, Aquarius. In the sixth house, Amelia has both the Sun and Saturn conjunct in Purva Bhadrapada, in Aquarius, a deeply disciplined and karmically significant placement that shapes her approach to work, service, boundaries, and energetic maintenance. The sixth house governs health, responsibility, effort, refinement, and the ability to handle imbalance or conflict with clarity and endurance. With this conjunction in such a mystical yet exacting nakshatra, Amelia's way of showing up for daily life isn't about routine for routine's sake. It's about serving something meaningful, complex, and quietly transformative. Purva Bhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the front legs of a funeral cot or a dual-headed figure, is associated with paradox, inner purification, and the alchemical fire that burns beneath stillness. In Aquarius, this energy turns toward systems thinking, collective service, and far-reaching ethical vision. The Sun here gives Amelia a deep, perhaps understated, sense of personal duty. She may not broadcast her strength, but she radiates a quiet authority in environments that demand consistency, complexity, and higher-order thinking. Saturn, also in Purva Bhadrapada, reinforces this, adding structure, delay, and karmic refinement to her day-to-day expression. Together, the Sun and Saturn can create tension and maturity. Amelia may feel a strong internal pressure to live with integrity, hold high standards, and never slack in her responsibilities, even when no one is watching. She likely has a deep commitment to doing what's right, even when it's difficult or unrecognized. From an NLP perspective, this Sun-Saturn conjunction reflects a dissociated and auditory digital processing style, with a strong preference for specific chunking. Amelia processes effort, structure, and decision-making through logic, internal frameworks, and ethical reasoning. She may have a highly developed inner dialogue around correctness, precision, or holding the line. This isn't about control. It's about maintaining energetic coherence and moral alignment in service to something bigger than herself. Her attention filter is intensely self-referencing, especially around health, service, and work. She filters responsibility through inner calibration. Is this mine to carry? Is this being done well? Does this serve integrity? Her motivation direction in this area is largely away from inefficiency, chaos, or moral ambiguity, and strongly towards order, ethical structure, and systems that uplift or stabilize others through their design. Sun Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada can also create a kind of sacred endurance. Amelia may feel she's always been on call for something greater, holding roles of support, emotional strength, or silent leadership. While this can be heavy, it also grants her immense wisdom and subtle impact in service spaces. Her presence isn't loud, but it's felt, especially by those who rely on her quiet steadiness. Altogether, Sun and Saturn in Purva Bhadrapada in the sixth house give Amelia a service and work ethic defined by ethical clarity, inner alignment, and long-range responsibility. Her NLP imprint here reflects someone who processes effort through precision and principle, shows up with quiet power, and holds the line, not because it's easy, but because it's right. She's not here to chase recognition. She's here to build systems that last, burn away distortion, and serve with silent brilliance. Seventh house, Mars and Mercury in Uttara Bhadrapada. In the seventh house, Amelia has Mars and Mercury conjunct in Uttara Bhadrapada in Pisces, a sensitive, quietly potent, and spiritually attuned pairing that shapes her approach to relationships, partnership dynamics, and one-on-one connections. The seventh house governs how we project, mirror, and engage with others in committed relationships. And with both Mars and Mercury in this deep, introspective nakshatra, Amelia's relational style is characterized by emotional depth, quiet conviction, and an internalized, energy-sensitive communication style. Uttara Bhadrapada, ruled by Saturn and symbolized by the back legs of a funeral cot, is associated with inner stillness, depth of insight, and the controlled fire of long-term transformation. In Pisces, this nakshatra gains a mystical, emotionally permeable tone. It doesn't engage reactively, but through feeling, listening, and holding space. Mars here doesn't erupt, it endures. And Mercury here doesn't chatter, it reflects. Mars in Uttarabhadrapada gives Amelia a relational assertiveness that is emotionally boundaried and quietly fierce. She may appear soft or yielding, but when boundaries are crossed or integrity is tested, she acts with calm, decisive power. Her instinct in partnership is to maintain energetic clarity. She doesn't want drama, but she won't tolerate distortion. Mercury here suggests she communicates with restraint and sensitivity, often preferring silence or deep emotional language over casual or superficial conversation. Her words carry emotional undercurrent. When she speaks, it means something. From an NLP perspective, this Mars-Mercury conjunction reflects a kinesthetic and auditory digital processing style with a preference for specific chunking. Amelia processes relational experiences through felt sense first, body tension, energetic shifts, emotional texture, and only afterward puts words to them. She learns and communicates best through emotionally anchored dialogue, quiet reflection, and symbolic sensory-based language. Her attention filter in relationships is highly self-referencing. She listens inwardly. Is this connection clean? Is this interaction energetically mutual? She likely filters out noise, projection, or codependence quickly and instinctively. Her motivation direction here is away from emotional manipulation, overstimulation, or confusion, and towards quiet resonance, shared inner vision, and emotionally grounded connection. This placement also gives her a quiet strength in conflict. She doesn't initiate unnecessary confrontation, but when her values are tested or clarity is needed, she speaks and acts with calm precision. She doesn't argue to win. She clarifies to realign or disengage. Altogether, Mars and Mercury in Uttarabhadrapada in the 7th house give Amelia a relational blueprint defined by subtle strength, thoughtful communication, and deep energetic discernment. Her NLP imprint in this area reflects someone who engages others through feeling and meaning, who processes conflict through energetic truth, and who values clarity, containment, and emotional sanctity in every close connection. She's not here for shallow bonds. She's here to partner with depth, to speak through soul awareness, and to move through relationship like a still river with hidden strength. 9th house, Jupiter in Mrigashira and Rahu in Kritika, Taurus. In the 9th house, Amelia has Jupiter in Mrigashira conjunct Kritika, both in Taurus, a configuration that brings curious insight, sharp perception, and a karmic hunger for experiential truth into her philosophy, belief systems, and long-term vision. The 9th house governs higher learning, spiritual worldview, ethical compass, and one's relationship with meaning and guidance. With Jupiter and Rahu here in grounded but mentally alert Taurus, Amelia approaches truth-seeking not through abstract speculation, but through sensory integration, symbolic refinement, and lived experience. Jupiter in Mrigashira, ruled by Mars and symbolized by the searching deer, gives her a spiritual and intellectual orientation that is inquisitive, refined, and always on the move. Not physically, but conceptually. Mrigashira is known for gentle intelligence and curiosity. And in Jupiter, it suggests that Amelia's wisdom arises from questioning, exploring, and discerning, not from blindly accepting doctrine. She likely absorbs philosophical teachings with a blend of sensitivity and precision, always searching for the deeper resonance beneath the surface. Rahu in Kritika, ruled by the sun and symbolized by the blade, intensifies this drive with karmic urgency. She's here to cut through distortion, sharpen perception, and strip away inherited belief systems that no longer serve. Kritika in Taurus adds a sensual, value-driven lens. Amelia's hunger for truth is tied to what feels real, embodied, and energetically clean. Rahu here may make her skeptical of tradition until she can reforge it in her own terms. This combination suggests she's not just learning, she's refining, seeking teachings that hold up under experiential fire. From an NLP perspective, this Jupiter-Rahu pairing reflects a visual and auditory digital processing style with a blend of specific and general chunking. Amelia filters wisdom through symbolic frameworks, metaphor, and subtle patterning. She processes big picture beliefs by breaking them down into tangible, grounded components and doesn't accept anything unless it aligns with what she feels, sees, and understands in the body and mind. Her attention filter in this domain is self-referencing and energy aware. She doesn't follow teachers or systems blindly. She listens for internal resonance. Her motivation direction is away from dogma, aesthetic inconsistency, or shallow spiritual bypassing, and strongly towards structured clarity, elegant logic, and teachings that honor both form and frequency. Jupiter and Rahu together here can create a lifelong devotion to philosophical self-definition. She may explore diverse spiritual systems, mythologies, or paths until she synthesizes her own, one that's as intellectually sound as it is energetically nourishing. Her belief system isn't rigid. It's handcrafted through inquiry, embodiment, and the refining fire of karmic discernment. Altogether, Jupiter in Meghashira and Rahu in Kritika in the ninth house give Amelia a philosophical presence that is curious, precise, and karmically attuned. Her NLP imprint here reflects someone who filters meaning through sensation and symbolic accuracy, who processes wisdom by refining it, and who seeks not to believe more, but to believe better. She's not here for blind faith. She's here to discern truth, carry it with grace, and speak it with exacting beauty. Overall, NLP drives for Amelia. Amelia's NLP profile reveals a psyche deeply attuned to refined perception, emotional discernment, and structured inner alignment, with planetary placements in nakshatras like Hasta, Vishakha, Anuradha, Shravana, Purva Bhadrapada, Uttara Bhadrapada, Meghashira, and Kritika, across signs such as Virgo, Scorpio, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, and Taurus. Her internal system is wired to move through life with careful attention, emotional precision, and an almost sacred respect for rhythm, clarity, and truth. Her dominant processing styles are kinesthetic, auditory digital, and dissociated, forming a triad that gives her emotional depth, strategic clarity, and a healthy capacity for observation without over-identification. Her kinesthetic processing is strong throughout, seen in her Virgo ascendant, Hasta, Moon in Scorpio, Vishakha, and Venus in Capricorn, Shravana. She filters most of her experience through the body, through sensation, internal cues, and energetic calibration. She doesn't guess how something feels. She knows, viscerally. Her auditory digital channel is equally developed, with Mercury conjunct Mars in Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada, and the Sun-Saturn conjunction in Aquarius, Purva Bhadrapada. She runs internal dialogues that are not noisy, but structured, checking, discerning, refining. She needs things to make internal sense. She learns through rhythm, emotional tone, and logic that speaks to the whole system, not just the intellect. Amelia's chunking style alternates smoothly between specific and general. In emotionally charged or interpersonal situations, she uses specific chunking, reading micro-expressions, tone shifts, and pattern disruptions with precision. In philosophical, intellectual, or ethical domains, her processing expands to general chunking, seen in her ninth house, Jupiter-Rahu in Taurus, allowing her to extract macro patterns, values, and symbolic logic from her lived experience. Her attention filter is solidly self-referencing. She is not easily swayed by external pressure, trends, or consensus if it doesn't align with her internal compass. Whether in communication, relationships, or ideology, she checks inward first. Does this feel clean? Is this aligned? Is this worth my attention or energy? This inward referencing isn't egoic, it's energetic. She filters through coherence and tone. Amelia's motivation direction is largely away from, especially when it comes to environments, belief systems, or dynamics that feel chaotic, manipulative, or lacking in integrity. She is sensitive to energetic overload and values containment, emotionally, intellectually, and energetically. Yet when she senses clarity, structure, or truth, she moves towards it, toward beauty, resonance, and frameworks that support long-term alignment. This combination gives her a quiet precision in how and when she engages. Her action style is calm, deliberate, and rhythm-based. With Mars in Pisces, Uttara Bhadrapada, she doesn't act impulsively. She waits for the inner alignment to be fully formed. Once it is, she moves with grace and conviction, able to cut through confusion with minimal effort. Altogether, Amelia's NLP imprint reflects someone who lives through subtle mastery, filtering life through sensation, emotional intelligence, and mental refinement. She speaks only when the words are clean. She acts only when the alignment is solid. And she leads, not by noise or urgency, but through the quiet power of still awareness, structured depth, and spiritual precision. She's not here to follow maps. She's here to draw new ones from the inside out.